Today there are conflicting reports about the fate of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, who was kidnapped in Pakistan more than a week ago. CNN and Fox News say that they have received emails claiming Pearl has been killed. The U.S. consulate in Karachi says it has received a phone call seeking a $2 million ransom for his release. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Anne, what's the latest?
Just as you said, these conflicting reports. The problem is with the email, there are no photographs attached to it as there have been with earlier ones. The U.S. government has obtained copies, and they're looking at the email to see what they can determine. The Karachi police say they're checking the conflicting reports, but so far have nothing to confirm that Danny Pearl is dead. Following a tip in the email, the police have fanned out in Karachi and are looking at, are searching graveyards. But there are 300 graveyards in Karachi itself, and it's the middle of the night.
And are you saying, is any credibility attached to the ransom call? Did you say the police are investigating that?
The police say they know nothing about the ransom call, but the consular section says it's received a call and we know nothing more than that.
And do we have any more information about who actually may have kidnapped Daniel Pearl?
Not really. Danny was looking into ties between Islamic militants here and Robert Reed, who's been accused of trying to blow up the American Airlines plane with explosives hidden in his sneakers. Pearl's investigation led him to a lot of people, including a cleric, Sheikh Jilani. The police have, he was once on the U.S. terrorist list. The police have arrested him and interrogated him, but it doesn't seem, they're not convinced he was involved in the kidnapping. They seem to be focusing now on two Pakistani intermediaries who told Pearl they could help arrange interviews. But when they got to the house of one of those intermediaries today, or yesterday rather, a man called Arif, the family was mourning his alleged death. They said he died in Afghanistan about the time he was supposed to be meeting with Danny Pearl. His body, there was no body, so police say until they find a body, the whole thing is highly questionable.
These past several months, there have been far more American journalists in Pakistan than there normally would be. They're there, obviously, because Pakistan is next door to Afghanistan. How many American reporters are still in Pakistan at this point?
Not as many as there were. Most people now are using Pakistan as a quick transit point. They're going to go in or out of Afghanistan. The story here had slowed, and so there aren't the hordes that there were before.
But I gather that there is a, at this point, a general death threat perceived against American journalists in Pakistan. Is that right?
Yes, and in an earlier email, we were warned, all American journalists were warned to leave in 3 days. And in today's email, which we can't, you know, the authenticity of it we can't confirm, said that we're thirsty for the blood of another American. So journalists, you know, obviously are taking this seriously, and I'd say at best are keeping a low profile. The problem with all of this is that, you know, we don't know who took Danny. Mm. And this whole thing occurred at the time of a very big debate here about Musharraf's policies and his crackdown on militants. You know, the militants and government agencies here have had long and close ties, and many Pakistanis were expecting some reaction to Musharraf. And whether it was from former members of the Secret Service or the military or militant groups, they, however, had suspected there might be attacks on Musharraf himself or his government, not a journalist.
Well, take care, and thank you for that, Annie.
You're welcome.
NPR's Anne Garrels talking to us from Islamabad, Pakistan.